The Gates Foundation seeks to speed up slow internet connections in American libraries. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has awarded about $7 million in grants for faster internet connections at public libraries in seven states. The grants are seed money to help libraries attract long-term financial support for high-speed access. The money is going to Connected Nation, a nonprofit broadband advocacy group, and the American Library Association. Those groups will be targeting libraries in Arkansas, California, Kansas, Massachusetts, New York, Texas, and Virginia. Jill Nishi with the Gates Foundation says connection speeds are low in too many libraries across the country.
Every public library in this country is connected to the internet, but roughly about a third of them have speeds that are inadequate to meet the demand of their patrons. And so this program is really focused on helping those public libraries who are currently connected to the internet to improve the quality of that connection so that their patrons can take full advantage and have full access to the range of online opportunities that are available via the internet.
So how much of an impediment is a slower internet speed in libraries?
Even an email can be actually difficult to send if you have a very slow connection today, in large part because of the number of people that may be using that connection in a public library. So it's really important, we believe, that you know people who may not have access to the internet through a home broadband connection, that they have a equally well-connected internet connection through their public library.
The internet connection in my public library is very slow, despite the fact that the library itself is actually only a couple of years old. I'm just wondering if there are parts of the country where you're more likely to find really slow internet connections in libraries than others.
Yeah, it really is a challenge as we've looked at the seven states that we've invited to participate in this pilot program, a challenge that public libraries are facing in a number of communities, whether you're in a small rural community, and in some cases you can actually be in a more populated environment and the connection still may be very slow. It's a combination of obviously the speed of that connection, but also the number of people that are using that connection. And so if you are in a library where you have a number of users on the public computers and you also have staff computers and online databases that are writing that same connection, while you may be on a broadband connection, it still can be slow. So it's a problem that we see across library systems in all kinds of communities.
Do you expect this problem will get some attention from the Obama administration, which has pledged to support universal broadband? I mean, is this something that the government is going to help on?
Well, we're really encouraged that the president-elect has articulated this as a priority of the investments that his administration hopes to make in the country's infrastructure. And to the extent that there could be, you know, partnerships with the federal government to support public libraries, we would certainly welcome that and are, again, encouraged by the fact that broadband deployment and access to all people in this country is something that this administration is concerned about.
Jill Nishi with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Sean.
Jill Nishi is program manager of the U.S. Libraries Initiative at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.